Hello, and welcome to Sound Collections, a new mini-series presented by KBBI Public Radio and the Pratt Museum. Each week, we will be airing snippets of interviews from community members around Ketchumak Bay, exploring the found items that we collect and what they can teach us about our past, present, and future. This week, we will be hearing from Willie Suter. Together with his wife, Brigitte, Willie owns and operates Brigitte's Bavarian Bed and Breakfast in Homer.
This B&B came about because her parents were going to come visit, so we built a little cabin. And then the following year, we rented it out, and it grew, so we have three rooms now we've been renting out. We don't really collect, we utilize. The beach is a big supplier. There's lots of awesome stuff down there. And it, you know, every tide turns certain things over and you find some new good stuff.
Willie and Brigitte's property is a testament to their philosophy that collecting can both be a fun pastime and of practical utility. From walls covered in license plates from different U.S. states, to fences and structures built from natural materials sustainably gathered from the area, everything seems to be built with a reverence to the magic of found objects.
You know, I mean, I said, you know, that we're collecting, and we collect resources, you know, firewood, you know, what's this, you know, we use in the fire pit. This is driftwood over there. It's a collection, too. I cut them up, and then we put them in the fire pit here, and our guests sit around and...
One of the most impressive structures on the property is a sauna made from rocks and driftwood collected from the beach nearby.
The thing with working with rocks from the beach is the tricky part is to find rocks that have a flat side, because it's all glacial and it's all sort of round. And to find something that has a level surface, it takes time. So it took me about 3 years to get enough rocks together to, you know, then eventually built this sauna. And then on top there, I just put moss on top. And everything that's on top now was in the moss. So all these seeds, like this trees growing up there.
It can feel a bit daunting looking at the many collected creations that Willie and Brigitte have built over the years. But Willie assures us he started small, and that for everyone else interested in gathering and building, it's just about finding the right place to start.
There's all kinds of stuff slumbering in everybody. When we started here, this was bare. And it's just, you know, that the fencing was probably the first thing we did, because moose, that was a bedding place for moose. So we had to build a fence so to keep the moose out, because whatever we planted, they like too. These guys can eat anything. They can eat the bush down that takes years to grow in one session. We lucked out.
You know?
I mean, it's hard to believe sometimes that we live here. There's nothing wrong with this place. Yeah.
We'd like to thank Willie Suter for sharing the stories of his property and collections with us. We'd also like to thank all of you, our listeners, for tuning into Sound Collections on KBBI Public Radio. Sound Collections is supported in part by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme song is Masking by Leo Ash. To see photos of Willie and Brigitte's bed and breakfast, find information about our latest exhibit, and to submit your own story, visit our website at prattmuseum.org. Thank you.